Today's daf is Bava Kamma Kuf Tes Zayin. Kuf Tes Zayin, as we continue our march through the last parak of Bava Kamma. And yesterday we were discussing, the last mission that we discussed is somebody's cod is breaking and I save it, somebody's donkey is getting lost and I save it. So the question is, how much is owed to me if I save it? What is this mishnah doing here? So the Mepharshim explained that this has to do with Yeush. Right, if somebody's besiyayish on something, so that's the connection to Gzela, where we've been talking about Yeush, the last previous Mishnah, about if you had Yeush on your Svarim or not, and the other cases of Gzela, the first Mishnah, Hagozala Machal Ozmanav, so that's the connection with Yeush. So the Gemara discussed, if something is about to be lost, if something is being spilled out, if something is Holech Le'ibud, is that still considered mine or not? That was the question that is brought up in the Gemara, is that automatically Hefker, because it's about to be lost or not? So that was the Gemara. Brought up discussions of, are you allowed to give miseris, are you allowed to declare something miser sheni, at that moment when it's holech le'ibud, and the nafkamina would be, if it's hefker, then you can't, and if it is, then if it's not hefker, then you can. So the Gemara quoted a brisa about wine and oil getting lost, and you are labeling it trumas miser, which is what a levi has to give from his miser rishon to the kohen. He has to give trumas miser. So that's what we're talking about, a levi who has these items. So the Gemara brought up, let's go back to the right in the middle of the kuftas vavam beis. Says the Gemara, bishlamon shenishbra chazia, I understand why if the barrels are breaking, it's still ra'ui for something. If it's akol beis habad, as we just said, there's a netting around it, so it's only getting lost very slowly. But if it's revealed wine, and meaning mayim gluyim, which we know chazal or gozer against, because we're worried that a snake came along and dropped some venom in the water, so it's not ra'ui for anything. So if it's not ra'ui for anything, so why is it that I'd be able to declare a trumas ma'aser already? And if you want to say it's ra'ui to sprinkle on the dirt earth, on the earth in my house, in order to make a fragrant aroma, because that was their air fresheners in those days. But Tanya, the bride, says you can't do that. You can't use mayim gluyim for anything. Mayim shenizgalu harizelo yishafkam bershas arabim. Water that was nizgala, that was left overnight, you should not pour into bershas arabim, as Rashi says, shelo yaver aleim adam yachaf, so that a barefoot person doesn't walk there. V'yikanis erish shel nachash baraglo, and the poison doesn't go through the leg, because he has a wound on the leg, and he'll die that way. So you can't pour it into Rishas Rabim. V'ligalvan as a tit, you can't use it to knead with. V'lirabis banas habayis, and you can't sprinkle it on your house. V'liyashkem emes behemto, and you can't give it to your animal. V'lobehemes chavero. So you see that you're not allowed to use it for anything. So why would you be able to declare this mayim galuyim as trumas meiser? So the Gemara answers, da'avar labim misanenes. You pass it through a filter, a sifter. Kirab Nechemia, like Rav Nechemia says, a sifter keeps the eres, keeps the poison out. Ditani, as the Brisa says, Mifisanenes, Yesma Mishum Gilui, the Tanakama holds that a filter still has a problem of Gilui, but Amar Rav Nechemia, Emasai, when does it have a problem of Gilui, Bizman Shach Tachtona Magula? What do you mean, Tachtona? A filter in those days, picture one cylinder on top of another cylinder, and you pour the wine through into the top cylinder, and on the bottom of the top cylinder, which is the top of the bottom cylinder, you have like a netting, and the wine passes through, and the eris, which is a little thicker, the venom stays on top. So Rabbi Nechemia says, when do we say that the misanenes still has a problem of gilui bizman shachtachtona magula? If there is no break between the top and the bottom one, it goes straight through. But if the bottom one is mechusa with this type of netting, and therefore the venom stays on top, even though what's left on top is a problem, the bottom one does not have any gilui, because the eris is doma to a sponge, it stays on top. So therefore, you see, Rav Nechemia has a way out of the mayim galuyim, and that's why he says you'd be able to make it into trumas meiser. It's usable for a kohen. Ask the guy 1 minute. La vidmar Allah amr of Simon amr Shimon Levi lo shana elish lo tarku. This solution of Rav Nechemia only works if you didn't mix it in. If you shook the wine a little bit, so then the venom gets somewhat diluted into the wine, and it's not going to work. So when do we say that this filter works only if you didn't mix it. Avol tarko aser. But if you mixed it and shook it around a little bit, it's aser. And here, you have to pour it into this filter. So you're shaking it around. So isn't that a problem? Sasam nami, efshir demonach midai apuma dechavita deshafilei, or vishafilei. No, even if you have to move it here, it's possible to put something on top of the barrel and move it very gently, very slowly, so that the venom does not get mixed in and diluted. Period. So there's a big discussion in the posting in Bizman Hazeh. Mayim Galuyim Bizman Hazeh. Right? Is it still something that we should know? Let's say you come down in the morning and there was a cup of water left overnight, or a cup of other mashkim. So do you have to be worried about Mayim Galuyim Bizman Hazeh? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no. You don't have to. The Shulchan Aruch says, Befeir Shem Kuf Tezayin in Yerodeya. Mayim Shenizgalu, Mashkim Shenizgalu, Asrim Chachamim, V'chayshina Shem Ashasa Nachash Mehem, V'ito Behem Eres. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Because in the very next line he says, V'yachshav she'ein nechashim mitzuyim beinenu mutter. Since we don't have nechashim amongst us, it is mutter. This is based on a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey, where Tosfos says this, since Bizman Hazeh there are no snakes, ein lachash. And the ein lomar, the davar shebeminyan huvasarach minyan achil lahatiro. Why don't you say the svar says Tosfos of, hey, once Chazal asr something, we don't have the authority to change it. So how can you say that it just is batal me'elav? Even originally, the only asr where snakes were, so this isn't changing anything. Even originally, where there were no snakes, they didn't asr. That's how the Mefarshim explain the difference between this case and other cases, like, let's say, taking medicine on Shabbos and Yantav Sheni, if you want to say, any other types of takanos where the reasons might not apply anymore. But this is a big discussion in the Nosei Kelim here in Shulchan Aruch. Others say that maybe two years ago I got a letter from someone in B'nai Brak when I was a Rebbe in YU about here that my father wrote something about medicine, and he's been doing research for 3 years on snakes and Mayim Galuyim, and he thinks there might be snakes that do go into water, even if there are snakes, but just, do we have snakes that were choshish that go into water and drop off their venom there? It's not just Stam snakes. Obviously there are snakes in many places in the world. So, but that is a big question. The whole assumption of the poskim, if you say there are snakes around that might do that today, so then already the halacha definitely applies. But even if not, the question is, does the halacha change? That's a big discussion here in the Mati Yehonasan and other Mefarshim on the Mishnah. Interesting, just a contrast, the next sif in Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorech li zoher shalolecho basar v'dog biyachad. You shouldn't eat meat and fish together. Topic of a separate shear. Mipnei shekasha litzaras. It's going to give you tzaras, right? And yonad yoma tazriya mitzora. Right? So you can't eat meat and fish. That's what the Gemara says. I'm sachem. Mipnei kasha l'davar acher. We know that's tzaras. V'chenein litzlos baser and dog. You can't roast it on the same barbecue. And then it says yirchotz yadav. You have to wash your hands. The Shulchan Aruch says bein baser l'dog v'yochol pashuri. Eat something in between. All the lachas that we know. What Klal Yisrael do? They don't eat meat and fish. Meat and fish together. So that halacha the Shulchan Aruch quotes, even though the Chora, the post say that causes saras bizman hazeh, we don't understand that. But for whatever reason, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that as applying bizman hazeh in direct contrast to the mayim gluyim. So that is why we're makbid on that bizman hazeh. Interesting discussion in the Nosei Kelim here, the Pisachei Tshuva quotes and the Taz quotes, is davar sha'aser mishum sakana batel b'shishim. What is the concept of shishim? Usually, something in 60 is batel. If I stick my milchik fork into, or milchik spoon, my cold milchik, or even a hot milchik spoon, into a huge a pot of chicken soup. So the spoon is treif. I have to kasha the spoon. But the soup is not, because it was 60 kineged the spoon. Right? So that's the concept of bitul b'shisha, even if min b'shein aminu. So the question is, what if I have something that's not asur mishum iser, but asur mishum sakana? So say, some achronim, chamira sakanta me'isura. And therefore, if something is asur mishum sakana, even if you have a huge amount, it's not batel. What's the biggest raya? The achronim in the Pesach Shuvah quote, mayim gluyim. Mayim gluyim, when you're worried about a snake, so then even if you have a huge vat of something, even a tiny little poison, tiny little venom is not batel. So others say, no. Venom is different. Poison is different, even if you have a tiny poison. It's not just any other type of sakana. But anyways, so this is a discussion in the Taz. The Taz says that it is not batel, to lo mahani shishim, to chamir sakanta meisura. The Pesach Shuvah quotes others that say it is, but this is very halachah lemaisa. Because let's say the question of the fish I mentioned yesterday. If you have traces of fish in something, are you allowed to eat it with meat? Or a tiny something of a fish, right? Does it make a difference, right? So the OU, at least the policy was a couple of years ago, when did they write OU Fish? Right, there's a new Tropicana out there. I remember last year before I came, Omega, I think it's Tropicana Omega, and it says OU Fish on it. It says OU Fish. There's OU OUP and OU Dairy. There's OUD and OU Fish. Right, and also on certain Worcester sauce, or my wife said it might be called Worcester sauce. WORCESTER. But either way, that sauce has traces of fish in it. If you eat that with meat. So some of them say, "Oh, you fish." When is it? So if it has 1.67% fish, then it writes, "Oh, you fish." Less than that, they don't, because they rely on the achronim that say there is bittel, but very little. When there's less than 1.67%, but other than that, if it has more than that, then it's not trey. It's just, "Oh, you fish," and you can't eat it with meat. And that orange juice, you got to make sure you only have at milchik breakfast if you're into the omega stuff. Okay, anyway, but that's a big discussion. But that is halacha l'maaseh. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't worry about it. The Gra, though, is very machmir. The Gra quoted Maaseh Rav. He was machmir amayim guluyim even bizman hazeh. Goli aser afshei nachashim mitsuyim beinenu. Who's al nizar ma'od ma'od bedavar. The Gra was very careful. One time, his shamash gave him a drink in the morning, and his tefillah was all didn't go properly. And afterwards, he said, "Was that mayim guluyim?" He says, "Yeah, it was." Right, so that's what the Gra was affected by Mayim Gluyim. But he writes in Siman Tzadikei here in Maaseh Rav that he was very makpid on Mayim Gluyim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara of Reb Nechemya Mitarminan. This whole discussion we had was it's Reb Nechemya's. Reb Nechemya is the one that says you can take off Shumas Meiser in this case when it's Tameh or when it's broken, because he's the one that says you could filter out Mayim Gluyim. Reb Nechemya mi tarminan. Does Reb Nechemya say that being toreim in this case works at all? V'hatan, you remember the case. The case was that you have 10 barrels of tevel that were tamei. So Reb Nechemya, as we are going to see, says you can never take off truma for something that's tamei. V'hatan, the Brisa says, tarmim min atamei ala tamei min atar ala tahar. The Tanakama holds if you have tamei truma, you could take if you have tamei tevel, so you could take off Tamei for Tamei products. They're equal. Umanatar la tar. Umanatar la tamei. You can even take off tar for Tamei. That's better for the Kohen. He'd rather have tar stuff. So that's not a problem. Avalo menatamei la tar. But you cannot take off truma tameya to be mafresh on tar truma. Tar produce. Rem Nechemya Omer, no. Apenatamei la tamei lo atiru litrom. Ela b'shol tamei. Even Tamei al tamei you can't take off. After all, what kind of nesina is this? The Kohen can't use truma tamei for anything, except for as it's destroyed, he could use it if he gets benefit from it. That's by very few things. So you can never take off even tamei ala tamei ela b'shal demai, except by demai, where demai there's a good chance that everything was taken off already. So therefore, it's just a question of whether Ami Haaretz took off everything. So that is why it's allowed by demai, because you might not even need to take it off. But you see from here that Reb Nechemya holds you can never take off. Be mafresh anything that's tamei. So how could we say that he's the author of the brisa? The brisa is talking about a case of taking off tevel tamei. What? How you misaken? In that case, you have to take off tar ala tamei.
He
says no. Tar ala tamei is okay. Tar ala tamei is aser. Only tamei minat tamei is aser. Right? Only tar ala tamei he admits is okay. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara answers tachanami b'shal tamei. So okay, fine. We're talking about tamei. So it's from Nechemya. We're talking about. Demai. Remember, Demai, Maseches Demai, right, it's all about you're not sure if Ami Haaretz took off what? You're not sure if Ami Haaretz took off not Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola they're scared of. So the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying that Truma Gedola, it's a Chemisa de Shemaim if a Zar eats it. So that's what they're not scared of. We're scared of Maaser Rishon or the other Maasers. But Truma's Maaser is in Maaser Rishon. That's why, even though it has the same din as Truma Gedola, they don't know about it. They're not mocking about it. That's why here we're talking about Truma's Maaser. Period. Oh, Marmar, the last line of that Brisa said. If it's all wine, it is. If it's other produce, it's okay. But oil, you shouldn't do this. Oil, you shouldn't do this and say this is Trumas Meiser. If it's Tamei and is broken out, it's getting ruined. Why? Shemel Yasakein and Pnei Hefset Kohen. Because you're being mopsed at the Kohen. In that case, the Kohen could use Shemen Tameya, Shemen Tamei. Why? Because he could burn it. That's called Hanah Shel Kiloi. Hanah as it gets destroyed, he could get benefit from it for a fire. So the Gemara says, Maishna Shemen, the Roy Lahadlig, why do we say that by oil? You shouldn't do this. If the oil is being spilled out, you shouldn't take the opportunity to say, hey, that oil is my Trumas Meiser. Why shouldn't you do that to Roy Lahada? Because you're causing a loss to the Kohen, because it's fit too light with Yayinami Roy Lazilov. What do you mean? The wine too, it's Roy to sprinkle. Right? The wine that's Tommy, not the wine that's Niskala that we had earlier. The wine that's Tommy is Roy Lazilov. The Chitema Zilov Avmilsi. And if you want to say, that's not such a hana, but sprinkling on your floor to make a beautiful aroma. That's something to be machshiv. Now, if you want to say it's lav milsahi, v'amr Shmuel. Shmuel says it is chashiv. Mishum Rabbi Chia, shosin melug b'sela. If you could buy wine for a sela, do it to drink. Umezalfin melug b'shtayim. And for sprinkling, you buy even more expensive wine. Right, b'shtayim for two. So therefore, you see, it's very chashiv to sprinkle. The Ravid says earlier in Daf Kuf Beis that 1 minute. What sprinkling is more important than eating? But if you look back then on Daf Kuf Beis, we said, what are you allowed to use wine of Shemitah for? La achla velo leziluf. So you see, you're allowed to use it to eat, but not to ziluf. So the Ravid says here we must be talking about a adam chashuv umunag. Right? We must be talking about a type of person who is used to fancy and, you know, certain types of aromas and behaviors in his house. And that's why it's normal for this type of person. But a regular type of person, you're right, wouldn't be good for ziluf. So Gemara answers. So what's the difference between oil and others? We're talking about new. New. So new wine is useless. You never use new wine. So the old wine, the oil is always useful, but the wine is new, and that's why it's not useful. What do you mean? Just keep it. Keep it and make it old. So asibala de takala. No. You can't keep it because it's going to lead to a takala. If you have tamei, if a kohen has tamei wine, you can't leave it around because you might come to drink it. And it's asibala de takala. So shemen nami asibala de takala. I mean oil too. The oil shemen tamei also asibala de takala. The Gemara says no. The malachah kli mos. You're not worried about asibala de takala by oil because you'll put the oil in a disgusting kli. You don't need the oil for anything special. You're going to pour it out on your floor. That's why you can put it in a disgusting kli. So that's why you're not going to come to use it for other purposes. So yainami malachle b'kli mos. So put the wine in a disgusting kli also. The Gemara says no. Hashtu lezilav kapoyle. I'm sorry. I said it the opposite way. Oil you're just going to use to light fires with. So you're not going to put it in a nice kli. So why don't you do the wine there too? The answer is no. Hashtu lezilav kapoyle. You want to use this wine to give you a fresh aroma to sprinkle on your floor. So b'kli mos kamanachle. You're going to put it in a disgusting kli. That's going to take away. That's going to make it smell bad. So that's why you would never do that. Period. So therefore, what? What's the maskana? So by the wine, you're worried about takala because you're going to leave it around and you might come to use it in a different way. But by oil, you're not worried about takala. So that's why you're allowed to, when you shouldn't declare your oil chumas meiser, because it's something that the kohen can have and keep because he'll put it in a clean mos and he won't lose anything. But by the wine, he's not losing anything because we don't want him to keep it anyway because it is asidu de takala. Continues the Gemara, the takala atzma tanoihi, and the issue of whether your choshish shum takala itself is a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, chavish shel yain shel truma. Let's say you have a barrel of truma wine, shenit based that became tamei. Beishamay omrim tishachech hakol. Beishamay says the whole thing's got to be spilled out because he's worried about takala. Ubeisel omrim teasazilo. Beisel says, no, don't worry about it. Just use it for sprinkling on the ground. So you see, it's a machlokas. We shown him machlokas tanoim about takala. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, a third shita, Rabbi Yossi, ani achriya. I'm going to be machriya, meaning I'm going to say a middle shita. Bibayis te'as azilof. If it's in a house, then you can do sprinkling. Why? Because you're doing it right away. It's tummy, but you're doing it right away. You don't have to schlep it anywhere. So do it in your house and use it. So that's why they're not worried about takala there. Ubasada tishavech hakol. If you're going to have to only bring it out to your field and pour it all out. Because we're worried by the time you get out to your field, by that time you'll have forgotten about it, then you'll use it. Ikadamri, or a different chilek, Rabbi Shmuel says, be yashan te'asazil. If it's already old, you don't have to keep it in your house to make it old, then you can use it for sprinkling, because again, there's no weight. Ubachadish tishavech hakol. My new, where you're going to have to wait and let it go get old, then you have to pour it out because we're worried about takala. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. That I'm machriya, I make a chilek between whether you have to pour it out or sprinkle. Amrulo, they said to Rabbi Shmuel, Ein hachra'ash shlishis machra'as. The third, your third day of that's machria is not machria. What does that mean? Different pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi says, first pshat of Rashi. Rashi says that what does this mean? Usually, when the Gemara brings a third shita that's machria b'nehem, that means that the first two opinions made distinctions or didn't make distinctions, but they said it explicitly. And the third shita picked up on those distinctions and held like one of them or the other one of them. Here, Rashi explains, Beishamayim Beis Hillel did not relate to the chilukim of Bayis and Sada or Yashin and Chadash. You have no idea what they hold about those chilukim. So you can't say that, oh, I'm machriya between Beishamayim Beis Hillel, I'm the middle shita. You're not the middle shita, you're a different shita. Because the first two opinions, Beishamayim Beis Hillel never said anything about these chilukim. So that's what Rashi says. Because they didn't make, you can't say that, oh, now you're going to be added on to one of the shitas to be 2-1. You can't say that because you have no idea what Beis Hamayim Beis Hillel would say about these chilukim, because they never said a word about these chilukim. The last three lines of that Rashi. Aval hacha de inu lo goli daitayu de levi shum midi chilub in bayis losada time of the nafshi gamar. If they didn't relate to your distinctions, you must be just saying a different shita. You're not relating to Beis Hamayim Beis Hillel. That's what it means. Your third shita is just, you have three das yachids. You can't say that your shita is machriya and now it's adding on to one of the earlier shitas. That is Rashi. The Rabbeinu Hananel quoted in Tosfos, it's about the 10th wide line of Tosfos. In our Tosfos it says Rabbeinu Tam, but on the side it changes it to Rabbeinu Hananel. See towards the end of the line by the asterisk. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Rabbeinu Hananel Pirish, Hachra Shlishis, Dor Shlishis. Klomar Talmud Atav, the Inzu Hachra, Kedamar Rabbi Akiva Talmud Ave, Vachanami Avatel Mimra Dor Sheni, Dainanami Talmud. What does Hachra Shlishi means? You're not in the same generation as those rabbis. You're Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi. You're a Talmud way down. You have no authority, right? Sometimes you can read a Mishnah, you can read a Brisa, and you can have different Tanaim in there, but they're different generations of Tanaim. So this is what the Rabbanan said back. Beis Hamayim Beis Hillel much earlier than you. You don't have authority to give an opinion in that generation. That's what Rabbeinu Hananel says. Ein achras shlishi machras. And finally, the Aruch quoted in some of the Achronim, some of the Rishonim, says that maybe it means, achras shlishi means, if you take half, you have to say like one of them. You have to say your third opinion has to be like one of the previous opinions. Then you can have two against one. If you take half of one and half of the other, that's not hachra shlishi machras. So you're saying teshafich from one shita and tizale from another one, that's not going to be a third. So either way, those are three opinions. What does this line mean? Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel and the Aruch. Okay. Was I going to say something earlier on that? No. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, getting back to the, just one other ha'ara, and that is the, so what do we say? Oh, it's a machlokas tanam about takala. Says the Rashba, 1 minute. If you line up the shitas, so the brice on the bottom of the previous amud said what? That you have to put, we're worried about takala. So now we're saying the brice is like Beishamai. If you do the math, so we say, oh, Beishamai holds this machlokas tanam about takala, so the brice is like Beishamai. Are we allowed to say that? So the Tosfos read says, yeah. A lot of times we say brises like Beis Shammai. Look back in Meruba. Shini bimkom omeid. Right? That's like Beis Shammai. We have brises like that. The Rashba does not want to accept that. The Rashba says, no. The issue is, there's a machlokes about whether you're worried about takala in the short run. That's the machlokes in this brise of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The previous brise is worried at the long run. The Gemara is not saying an exact parallel. And this issue is a machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. No. This general issue of takala, it's not the exact same thing that we were talking about. Everybody agrees that in the long run you're worried. That was the first brisa that we had. The Gemara brought a new brisa now to say, even in the short run, there's a machloka b'shamay Beis Hillel, but lav dafka, that the brisa is like Beis Shammai. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara by the two dots. Im amar lo atzilot shalchat. So we had yesterday's Mishnah. What did yesterday's Mishnah say? If your barrel of honey is spilling out, I'm allowed to pour out my wine and catch your honey and ask you for the money. So if I just do that, if I ask you for the money afterwards, I only get paid like a worker. But if I made a tanai before and I'm going to save your honey on condition that you pay me, then you get paid everything. So why does he have to pay him even if there was a tanai done? Right? If I save this stuff, are you going to pay me? Yes. Right? Why can't he say I was joking? Milo Tanya, didn't we say in a brisa, if somebody's running away from jail, if there's a boat leaving the shore and he wants to get to the other side, Omar lo told dinar v'havi reini, if he says, here, take a dinar and get me over to the other side, I'm running. Ein lo elas charo. So even though he says, take my dinar, which is a larger amount, it's not the regular fee that you would give for a boat, he ein lo elas charo. Right? You see, he only gets paid but what a regular ferryman would get paid. Alma Armale Mishatani Bakha. You see from there he could say I was joking. So too, here, let him say I was joking. I didn't mean to have to pay you for everything. So the Gemara answered, no. Halo Dami El Seifa. What is our Mishnah like? It's like the second F of the Braisa. Vim Amar lo, told dinar zeh bischarech v'havi reini. If he says, beferish, take this dinar in lieu of your regular payment and take me over, so then notin lo schar mishlam, that he's got to take every, that he pays a larger amount. So that's what our Mishnah is like. If you make an explicit tanai, then you got to pay everything. And you don't say, mishatani b'cha. The Achronim discuss here also, why isn't the whole thing dvarim shebelev? Dvarim shebelev inam dvarim. If he says, right, if he said, what, this is an umdina that he doesn't mean it, because he's in dire circumstances, it's not so clear. But either way, there's a discussion. Here it seems to be a violation of a dvarim shebelev. Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa. Within this brisa by the boat, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa, where he says, take my dinar and take me across, or take my dinar in your for your schar and take me across? What's the difference? So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Bitzayra Shol Adagim and Ayam. We're talking about here not just a ferryman, but a ferryman is also a fisherman, right? So therefore, while he's ferrying you across, he's losing time in terms of getting fish. So Da Amar Lei, says the Bach, Avsatani Kavre Bezuza. He says, you caused me to lose fish. So therefore, that's what he's taking the extra money for. Right, not just for the ferry, but for the fact that he lost some fish on the way. So that's why it is different. Period. Next, so the Mishnah spoke about a case about the wine and the honey, and the Mishnah also spoke about a case about the chamor, the donkeys. So shataf nar chamor v'chamor chaveiro shal yafamana. Right, my donkey and your donkey getting lost at sea. My donkey's worth 100. Your donkey's worth 200. I abandon my own donkey that's only worth 100, and I say I'm going to save your donkey worth 200. So if I save your donkey, the Mishnah says also I only get paid like a worker, unless I said beferish, you know, I'm going to save your donkey as long as you pay me for my whole donkey. Then you have to pay me for my donkey. Let's see. Vitzricha. So the Gemara says Vitzricha. You need both cases in the Mishnah, both the case of the honey and the wine, and the case of the donkeys. To Yeshmina Kamaisa, if you only had the Kamaisa, the first case of the wine and the honey, Hasam hu dechimef pirishle yavle demekule, or maybe I would have thought only over there, where you make the explicit tanai, that's where you have to pay, he has to pay everything. We shouldn't be a daim kapasa, because look what he did, he poured out his own wine to save your honey. So there for sure you have to go and pay him back in full. Aval haka dememela, but over here, his donkey's getting lost anyway. So it's Mamelo, so Neymar and Loyalis Charo. Maybe you could say, even if he made it tonight, I'm not paying you for everything. Your donkey was getting lost anyway. So that's why you have to say the second case too. The Yeshmin and Seif, and if you only had the second case of the donkey, so Hachu, maybe only over there, the Bistama in Loyalis Charo, Mishim de Mamelo, only over there do we say that if he didn't make it tonight, then he only is going to get the schar of a worker. Aval Hassan, but in the first case, to be a Dayim, but if where he actually spilled out his own wine, say Mafil Bistami Yavli to make kule. I would think even if he didn't make it tonight, he'd have to pay him in full. Sricha. So therefore you need both cases. Period. Okay, now we get up to some major Yeish discussions. The next few lines of the Gemara to the bottom of the Amud are in all the discussions of Yeish, like we had some of them in Meruba, this Gemara is crucial. What say if I go down, I say, okay, I'm going to save your donkey. And I go save your donkey, and all of a sudden my own donkey turns out to be a great swimmer. And he comes up, by himself. So now I saved your donkey, and my donkey is standing here. So, Mahu, right? What's the kasha? The kasha is, does he have to pay me for my donkey? Because was my donkey hefker? Did I lose my donkey totally, and when it comes back on land, am I rezocha it? But it wasn't my donkey in the interim, but therefore you have to pay me. Or do I say no? Or do I say no, that no, my donkey is my donkey, and it came back, wonderful. You were only going to pay me because I was going to lose my donkey. But now that my donkey came back on land, said, you don't have to pay me, so what's the dip? So Amar Lei, Mishamaya Rechim Allah. Hashem loves you. Hashem must love you, meaning you got a windfall. But it's not like your donkey was supposed to come up, he still has to pay you. Right, the Hashem had Rachmanis on you. So before we continue, the Shidu Kabetzas here has two deos. What about the other question, which the Gemara does not ask? Yor Lahatzil, you go down to save it, and then your friend's donkey comes up. Your friend's, the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, let's say you try to save it, and you weren't successful. So what's the din there? What about a case where you go down to save it, and you weren't successful, but it came up by your Allah Chamor Chaveiro by itself? Does he have to pay you for trying? He got his donkey back. If he didn't get his donkey back, the Gemara is going to ask that. But if he got it, that's 2 days in the Yeshiva Mekubetzes. One says for sure yes, one says for sure no. Interesting. Anyways, back to our Gemara, though.
Is it the same question if you didn't make a tanai and you get scharo?
Is it the same question If you did not make a tanai, do you still get paid at all as a worker? I would assume, yeah, you for sure get paid as a worker because you did work for him. The only question is, are you going to lose yours? I would assume that for sure, scharu you get. So what's the case? Like Gemara says, oh, you got a windfall. If your animal comes back up, then he still has to pay you. Like what? Like this case. Kihadar of Safra, like the case of Rav Safra. Havikazo b'shaya rasa. Rav Safra was walking with a caravan in the desert at night. Lavinu ahu ari. There was a certain lion that accompanied them, that protected them from all the other animals. Kalaila kashardu le chamer the chadminayim. Every night they switched off. They threw a donkey of one of theirs to give him for supper. Right? They switched off. They threw a donkey to the lion. The lion ate the donkey and protected them all day. That was their deal with the lion. The ka'achil, and he ate it every night. Kimat zimad Rav Safra, when it came, Rav Safra's turn to throw his donkey. Shadalei chamrei, he threw his donkey, v'lo achlei. And the lion didn't eat the donkey. So the next morning, he sees his donkey walking around. So kadem Rav Safra, zachavei. Rav Safra went and got it back. He got back his donkey. So you see from there, right? You have to see from there, you have to be, it's a good shiloh, what exactly is the raya? Let's assume that's the pashtus. You have to be rizocheh. You have to be rizocheh, so therefore you see that if it comes back, you know, that's it. So Gemara, let's continue the Gemara, then we'll talk about it. Amalei Rav Acham, he did to the Ravina, Rav Acham said to the Ravina, 1 minute. Lamalei Lemiski Bey, he didn't really have to be rizocheh it. Nehi dechi afgerei adaiti da'ari afgerei. Fine, he was mafgerit to the lion, adaiti to kuliyam alo afgerei. He didn't have in mind to be mafgerit totally. He had in mind to be mafgerit to the lion. But it wasn't a total hefker. You have chilukim in hefker, right? Do we? Right? We have it. We have a Mishnah in Peah. Hefker la'aniyim. Machlokas v'shayim b'shilo, whether it's hefker or not. Could you be mafgerit to certain people? So, does this really mean hefker, or does it mean something else? As we'll see. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Safra, Amalei Rav Safra l'rafcha de milsu da'avid. You're right. Rav Safra did not really have to rizoche it back. He did it not to cause machlokas. He didn't want somebody else to go get it and then have to get it back from them and explain that it's really his. So he did it so that he doesn't cause machlokas. But really, Mikra, then he did not have to rizoche it. So at the end of the day, it's not clear whether this story ends up as a raya or not. So that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. So what was meant by the story and what was brought by the story? Either way, let's start with Tosis. Tosis on the bottom. Tosis says in Adaita, Lo dummy, why is this not similar to the case in Elam and Tzius, where it says Hamatzel min Ariyim and Adov? Let's say you save something from a lion or from a bear that belongs, that somebody's item is about to get plundered by a wild animal. Harei lo shalo. What does it say? That the person who saved it could keep it. Bibdesha Bailim Misyashin Mehen. Because the Bailim of Yesh here too, he threw his donkey to the lion. There's no Yeish there. So it says Tosas, the Hasam Vadishari Balichov. There there's an attacking lion. Where there's an attacking lion, there's no hope the guy has full Yeish. Here, there's a lion that's friendly. There's a lion that's accompanying them throughout. He's malava them to guard their animals. So they think, oh, maybe he's full tonight. Maybe he ate something else. Maybe he found a coyote, right? He's not gonna eat my donkey. So there's different types of lions, says Tosas. Amazing. Right, there's friendly lions and there's attacking lions. That's Tosfos' answer. The big shaila is, how does this Gemara fit into what we know is Yeish? Yeish, we know, is giving up hope. So what exactly is Yeish? So Tosfos in earlier in Baba Kama tells us what Yeish is not. Tosfos earlier in Meruba says Yeish is not Hefker. So what is it? What is it? So a number of Achronim, the Ksos and the Nesivis, both agree here. The Nesivis in Rei Samach Beis, the Ksos in Simen Tavav, both say that Hefker elizi Rishus immediately. Yeush is an option that other people can now take it out of your Rishus. That's what Yeush is. But it doesn't really leave your Rishus until it goes into the Rishus of the Zoche. That's what the Nesivis and the Ksos both say. Therefore, both of them have to deal with this Gemara. If Yeish doesn't leave your Rishus until somebody else gets it, so why did Rav Safra have to go and rizoche it? If it was Yeish, it wasn't really a Hefker. So if it was just a Yeish, why do you have to be go and rizoche it? That's what the Nesivis deals with. Nir Lafiyaz Daiti, the Bezech Chilak Yeish Lehefker. You have to say Yeish is different than Hefker. Why? Because by Hefker, you have all these discussions in the Gemara about Hefker Bifle Shlosha and other Hefker on Shabbos. And Yeish, you don't have any of those discussions. So of course, Yeish must be different. After Kaimelon de Hefker, Havi Hefker, Afagab de Loasil Rishus Zoche, Viafilu Hubatzbot Zorak Lachsul Zakos. But if you're Mafker something and nobody else got it, you have to go reacquire it. If you have yeish from your aveda, and then you go back on your yeish before anybody gets it, it's not, you don't have to reacquire it. You have to reacquire it. Rakiva chero tekev zachabo. That's it. You could go back on your. You can't go back in time on your hefker. It would be something new, but you can't go back. You can go back on your yeish, and it's different psukim. Hefker. What's the marker for hefker? Tishmetena unetashta by shvius, because shvius becomes hefker. And what's the marker by yeish? It's different by an aveda. Masimlo miyuchedes. Different makoros. So you know yeish and hefker are different. What do you do with this gemara? What did this Gemara? You have to say that's when he went to rezocha it. It wasn't something new. Well, they knew he was just getting it, like the Gemara says at the end. So nobody else has machlokas, but really, he never left his rishus. But again, this is a major discussion of yesh. Yes. What's the suffix of Rav? Of who? Which one? What was his original question? What was the original question? If your animal came back up, so you might say, oh, so you might say there, if it's in the yam, maybe it's different. Right, Rav Asher Weiss has a long piece regarding Yeyush, where he says his chiddush is that bialus always requires an expression. If the object is in no way yours, there's no expression for that bialus. It's not yours on paper. You can't use it. You can't. You don't have no. There's no connection. So therefore, then your bialus evaporates by itself. He says Yeyush. What's Yeyush? Yeyush isn't its own entity of Yeyush does something. No, it's just that there's a concept called bialus. Bialus means when something is you have an expression of your bialus is yours. So, for example, Isuri Hana. Isuri Hana is not considered lachem anymore. Why? Because there's no expression of bialus. You can't use it. Or, that's what he says beautifully. Why is there a difference? Why does Yeish only work by Aveda, not by Gzela? There's an Isura Asiliyade, says the Ramban. What's the difference? If Yeish works, Yeish works. What's the difference? The answer is, if something comes to you before I have Yeish, then you have a Chiyav Hashava to me. If you have a chiyav hashava to me, then even after I have yeyush, it's still connected to me. You have to return it. So that's a connection. That's an expression of my bialus. That's why there's a difference. Yeyush is not magic. If there's an expression, a connection to you, so then there is no bialus still exists. So this answers your question. In the case of yam, zuto shel yam, I could be screaming. What does the Gemara say? If my donkey is in the middle of the ocean and I'm there on the side of the ocean screaming, I'm not Miss Yayesh, it's still mine, I don't give up. It doesn't matter. Zuto Shoyam, it's not yours because you have no connection to it anymore. It's in the middle of the sea. So what that you're screaming about it? You have no connection to it. So therefore, here too, in the first case where it came up by itself, that might be an anonymous.
If it wasn't drowning, you have a connection?
If it wasn't drowning, it's just on the edge? What do you mean?
No, it's swimming.
So it's not lost yet. So if you don't have Yeyush yet, and it's not lost yet, then it's still yours.
So you also need Yeyush and the sea. You need
right. Well, if it's in the middle of the sea, yeah. Zuto Shel Yam, so then it doesn't matter whether you have Yeyush. That's automatic Yeyush. That's called Zuto Shel Yam.
So every time you cross the river with your animal, you're reacquiring it?
No, it depends if it's in a state where it's totally lost. If it's a shallow river where it's still swimming and it's not lost yet, if it's in the middle of the sea, we assume it's going to drown, unless it's a nace. Right, if your watch falls overboard in the middle of the ocean, it doesn't matter if you're screaming, because it's going to be lost. It's going to be lost. If it somehow comes up a week later onto shore, that's hefker. That's called zuto shel yam. Zuto shel yam means it's automatic hefker.
The Mikra and the Mishnah, this wasn't an accident where two donkeys fell in the sea. They were crossing a river.
Right.
And
in the river, so does it mean right? So that's a question. Was this case of zuto shel yam, or is this a case of not yesh? The Gemara compares it to the case of the Ari, so maybe it's not zuto shel yam. Okay.
It can't be zuto shel yam. They have the same thing. Same question by the chavis.
The case of the chavis where he is saving it. If the other guy can save it, then it's obviously not zuto shel yam. If he's saving it. Okay. Let's continue. The Rush, interesting, has two deos here. Actually, it's one day, and then he says, "Oh, I found another tshuva that doesn't say exactly like me." Reuven gives Shimon money. Please go pay back. Go pay back that nachri over there. I owe him money. Go pay him back. Right? Then he lent me money, so he gives him the money, and then the nachri had forgotten about it. The never was tovea. The nachri forgot about it. Could Shimon keep the money? He had to give it back to Reuven. Shimon says, "What do you mean? You are misyayish basically from this money. You gave it to me to give to the Nachri, and the guy forgot about it, so it's mine. I'm keeping it." Right? Then Reuven says, "What are you talking about?" Right? So similar here. Like he threw the donkey to the lion, right? Does he have to reacquire it now? That's what he relates to this Gemara. Says the Rush, right? You read this Gemara, you're like, where's it going to come up? Halacha l'maisa. The Rush says that's the case. Right, exactly. I was misyayish to the guy. Was I misyayish that? Yes, the Rush says that lashon. The Rush says that lashon in right over here in Simin, right towards the end of the where we're up to. The Rush says that in Simin Chaf Aleph. Simin Chaf Aleph. He brings this. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, boy mine, Rabbi Rabbi, Yor Lahatsav Lohitzel Mahu, the case that I alluded to before. What if he goes down to save the animal and he wasn't successful? He tried. You get credit for trying. Right, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you credit for trying, right? I know a man will make a kabbalim schar, but does man give credit for trying? Mahu. Amalo, v'zu she'ela. That's a good shayla. That's a good shayla. Rashi says in Zvachim, she'ela gadola sha'alta. But here's the answer. Eilu ala scharo. No, you only get paid the lower amount. Even if you made the t'nai, you only get paid the lower amount. Because you tried, but that's the lower amount. Eisve, hasokhar, sapoel, if somebody hires out a worker. Lohavi, kruv, vidrumaskin, lecholev, I hire you to bring food to a cholev, a halach, umatzo, shemeso, shehivri, and I come and I find out that either the cholev died or the cholev got better. He doesn't need this anymore. No sin l'schar mishlam. You got to give him the entire wages. And Tosis explains here that you must have, unless for this to be a question, you have to say you hired him for a very high wage. You gave him a lot of extra, very high wage. So therefore, you see from here, any t'nai works, even though he wasn't successful. Answers the Gemara Amarle, yes, he was successful here. What do you mean? What was his job? To make the guy better or to bring the food? Mi dami, hasam avish liach shlichusei. There, he didn't just try, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Hachal avish liach shlichusei. Here, he was supposed to save the donkey. So you can't compare the cases. Period. Tana Rabbanan, shayara shahaisam alechas bamidbar, vamana legayas latarfa. If a caravan is traveling in the desert, and a group of pirates came to plunder them, to take away all their money. What? Right, exactly. The pirates in the navy. Right. Vultarfa, machashman lefi mamam, machashman lefi nefashas. How much money, when they give away money and they prevent the guy from taking all their money, so how do they split up what's left? So you split it up based on percentages of what money they had, not based on people. Because the money here was in danger and not the people. And that's why v'chashon l'fi mamo mi v'chashon l'fi nefashas. Tosfos says in Baba Basra. One second. Tosfos in Baba Basra daf Zayin says. One second. Don't we say by Baba Machteres that if somebody's coming to steal my money, I'm allowed to kill him because he's going to be mamming himself on the money? It's going to lead to nefashas. So here, how could you say that it's v'chashon l'fi mamon? Isn't every case a mamon nefashas? If he doesn't get his money, he's going to kill you. So Tosfos says in Baba Basra there. No. He really just wants the money. He has no questions about killing. He wants it. He asked you for your money. It's not a surprise here where it's going to be, oh, and he doesn't want to get caught. No, he asked you for your money. This is a regular momentous case. It might lead to something, but you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to be choshesh for that right now. But v'im scharo tayar ha'olech l'fnehem. But let's say they hired a tour guide. Then, mechash v'afafi nefashas. So to pay the tour guide, so the tour guide makes sure that you don't go on dangerous paths. So that has to do with nefashas. So that's what you could pay by how many people? Each by people. V'lo yishana miminag ha'chamarin. And you don't change anything from the minag of donkey. Once we're talking about donkeys, if the chamaran make any laws amongst themselves, you don't change anything based on their minhag. Rashon achamaran lahaso, so they could even make a t'nai. Shekomi shiyova lachamaro yamalo chamar acher. They can make a t'nai. We each have donkeys, and we each combine on the watching of the donkeys. So if one of us loses a donkey, we'll supply you with another donkey. Right? We're all in this together. Bikusia in mamidin. But if you were posheya with your donkey, then we don't have to give you another one. But if you weren't Poshea, we give you another donkey. And if you lost your donkey and you say, you know what, just give me the money. Give me the money, I'll go buy another donkey. And in Shomalah, you don't listen to him. Why? Because maybe he won't buy another donkey, and then he won't be part of the watch, the guarding. So when I said Pshita, obviously, you can't just give him the money. So Lo Tzricha, Pshita, you don't have to give him the money. So Lo Tzricha de Islecham Rachrina, the case is where he already has another donkey. He's already being included in the watching rotation. So Mao the Temahakan Mintarle, he's already included. Kamash Balan, Shani Tirusa Dachami, Tirusa the Beitre. If he's got two donkeys here, he's gonna be more Moser Nefesh in the guarding. And therefore, you still, even if he has one donkey, you don't have to give him the money. You could just make sure that he gets another donkey. Period. Tana Rabban, similar case. Svinash Malachas Bayamba Amarla Nakshalotova. There's a boat in the yam, and there's a big storm, and the boat's going to go over. And then you threw some stuff over to lighten the load of the boat, and therefore the boat is saved. So how do you throw things over? How do you determine what gets thrown over? It doesn't matter if somebody has a gold ring, right? It's all about the weight. So you go by the weight. And also you don't change anything from the minog of the boat people, right? You go by whatever minhag they have. There's a famous line in the Mordechai. We're not going to get into it now. We don't have time. But the Mordechai in the first parak of Baba Basra has a line where he quotes a Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says, minhag mevatel halacha. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. Minhag mevatel halacha. You see what context he uses that, but he quotes our Gemara to see how strong minhag is. You look, everything goes by minhag. Right. The Achronim say minhag is also osios gehenim. So you have to know exactly what minhag mevatel halacha is, and you got to know, got to make sure it's not really being mevatel halacha. We have to see what that means. Look at that, Mordechai. For Hashan Hasabanim Lahasros, and the boat people are allowed to make a tznai. Shkomi sha'avdalo svina, yavdalo svina charis. If somebody loses a boat, you get him another boat. Avdalo biksosi, if he lost it with negligence, ain't amidim, you don't have to give him another boat. Shlo biksosi amidim lo. If it's not pshia, you give him another one. Vipirish lamakam shein svina salch. And if he took his boat to a place where boats shouldn't go, ain't amidim, that's pshia, and therefore you don't have to supply him with another boat. Pshita, that's obvious. He was posheya. So lo tzricha. No, the point is this case. This is the chiddush. To benisan meraki chad ashla ubetishrei meraki trei ashli. Let's say right in Nisan, we know in the springtime there's a lot more water. Right, it's right after the spring. Right, and in Nisan year time, it's a lot more water than in Tishrei, where it's the end of the summer. It's much less water. So in Nisan, where there's a lot more water, you only had to stay one rope length away from the ground, away from the shore. There's a lot of water there. But in Tishrei, where it was much drier, you had to stay two lengths out. You don't want to get stuck in the shallow water. So the ka'azal b'yom Nisan l'makab Tishrei. And what did this guy do in the days of Nisan when there's a lot of water? He went two rope lengths out, and that's why it was so much water. He lost his boat. He went in the place where he was supposed to go in Tishrei. He went in Nisan. So ma'adatema, you might have said dafsha naked va'azil. He just went through. He was just habit. So you can't fault him for it. So you should have to supply him with another boat in that case. Kamash malam. We say no. It's your fault. It's your fault. Period. Tanur Rabbanan, last case. Shayara, no, second to last. Yeah, last case, yeah. Shayara, Shayisa Balacha, the Midr of Amakais Vatarfa. What happens if there's a Shayara that's in the midbar and that he's going to plunder everything? Vamanachan Man Vihitzil, and some guy gets up and saves them. Hitzil Emsa. The halacha is that Hitzil Emsa, that he saved everybody's item and everybody's item still belongs to them respectively. The Amar, Ani Atzil Atzmi, but if he says, I'm going to save it myself, Hitzil Atzlo, then everything belongs to him. So Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, what's the case here exactly? If he saved, but really anybody could have saved. So then, Afilu saved an Amilam. Said everything should be split up. Nobody had Yeush. If nobody could get it, then he really did a magic. Afilu Rishon Amilas. But then even without saving it, it should be his because everybody had Yeush. So the Gemara has three answers. Number one, Amar Rabbi Barchama, Hacha Beshut Fenaskidim. We're talking about partners here. Ukagonzeh Shut of Cholik Shlo Ladas Chaveru. We're talking about partners here. Then he has rights." In his friend's property, and even if his friend doesn't want it, he's allowed to split up. He's allowed to split up from being a shutef. So Amar, if he said something public, then we could assume he's splitting up, and therefore everything is the whole partnership is finished, dissolved, and he could get everything. Lo Amar, if he didn't say anything, then he must be acting on behalf of all the partners, and therefore lo public, he didn't split it up, and therefore it belongs to them. Rava Amar, number two, Hacha B'Pol Naskina. Maybe we're talking about my worker. My worker is going to saving it for me. Ukarav, like Rav says, Damarav Pol Yochel Aksabo Afilu B'Chatzi Yom. A Pol is allowed to retract his work even in the middle of the day. That's the halacha. Pol Yochel Aksabo B'Chatzi Yom. The difference between a Pol and an Eved. An Eved is an Eved. A Pol could retract even in the middle of the day. V'kamad lo hadarbe. And as long as the Pol did not say anything, Kirbushu said the Balabayas dummy. We assume he's acting on behalf of the Balabayas, and therefore it goes back to the Balabayas. V'chi hadarbe. But when he says, I'm saving it for myself, that he's basically saying, I'm not a Paul anymore. Taimach Rinahu, and he's allowed to do that. Why? Dechsiv, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'lo avadim la'avadim. Right? You're allowed to be chozer b'chatzi yom. And finally, Rav Ashi Amar, third answer, k'shiyoch al-hatzal adeyat tzchak. You could save it, but it's difficult to save. So Gali Daite, where he says that this is difficult and I'm only going to save it if everything is mine, la'atzmo, that it belongs to himself. But lo Gali Daite, but if he didn't say anything, then we assume it's possible, even though it's difficult, and therefore la'emsa, it could still be split up. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have to continue tomorrow with Poel Yochalach or Bachatzi Yom. Does that really apply in every case, even by Davar HaAvid? We're going to see it doesn't really apply by Davar HaAvid. So how exactly is it going to be allowed here? Okay, we'll continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.